This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So I want to bring Mr. Pauline on. Now, you signed a rather unusual prenuptial agreement with your wife, and I want to ask you a little bit about that. I also know that you're a former short track stock car driver, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I did in Florida about 15 years ago, and I've been in ownership ever since.
All right. Now, we have you on the program tonight because of a little bit of a problem that you are involved in. And I hope it's not serious, but by the same token, we want to sort of get to the bottom of this. But the police, you've had a visit from the police, is that right?
I had a visit from the police. I also had a conversation with my attorney about the legality in the prenuptial agreement that we did sign. But I think that I'm glad to be able to come on this program and explain my side to this, because it was unusual. But I think that when people hear my side of this, they're going to know that this is nothing to do with spousal abuse or anything. This is simply brought on, I think, by my own wife and her misunderstanding.
All right, but you, all right, now this prenuptial, when the two of you first started dating, this contains in it your right to punish or administer to your wife some form of physical punishment, corporal punishment, meaning a physical kind of punishment, right? Now, this sounds very 19th century. It sounds very antiquated. But, Mr. Lane, you believe you have the right, given the fact that your wife's sexual tastes are peculiar. So I want to talk to you about this. I welcome you to the program. Are you a devoutly religious man? Are you, would you describe this agreement with your wife to be religiously mandated?
No, not at all. I'm glad you asked me the question, because this is for the, you know, the first thing people assume, that they assume that because I believe in my right to administer corporal punishment to my wife, that it's in the Bible. No, I was raised actually in a very non-religious home. My father taught school, but it was a public high school. My mother had her own business. So our family was pretty well middle class.
What did your mom do? What kind of business was she in?
My mother had a clothing store through much of my growing up.
Did your father ever strike your mother? In other words, was this corporal punishment something you saw your father practice on your mother? Was there any kind of that, you know, domestic abuse?
No, my father and my mother were fairly equal. I guess you could say modern. The way they related did inspire me to a degree, but my father never struck my mother.
All right, now where did you meet your wife, Julianne?
Well, I met her. She was a fan, a racing fan. I was at one of the time driving on a short track stock car circuit here in Florida, and she was just one of the fans that you get to know, and we began to see each other. When I would come through her town, she lives in Ocoee, Florida, and we saw each other and started dating.
Now, while you were dating and you were getting intimate, you say this is where this idea you had for a prenuptial that would allow you to finish, that to allow you to physically punish her came about, right?
Well, and this is the part of the story that I don't want to focus on too much, but when we met and we began to have sex, she had and does have sexual tastes that I don't like or appreciate.
Can you give me an idea?
Well, she was into this bondage or so forth, and I dealt with it the best way I could, but it, you know, I didn't like it. But I loved her, and we felt we belonged together. So when it came time for us to be married, I suggested a prenuptial that said if I gave her free rein in terms of these sexual needs of hers, then I wanted the right to physically punish her if she did not do something I asked. And here's where people always ask me about my upbringing. My father didn't beat my mother, and I don't beat my wife. I did see, however, how my mother really ran roughshod over my father a lot and belittled him and was sarcastic with him. And I remember when I was a child, my experience was a little bit unique, where many kids might wish that their fathers didn't hit their mother. I found myself feeling the opposite. I remember at times wishing my dad would, you know, smack my mom or get her to shut up or just push her down some stairs or something. And
all right, so you felt, in other words, there was a time and a place for that kind of behavior from a man to a woman.
Well, I did, but I also knew that it was illegal. So I put this in our prenuptial. And my wife, Julianne, agreed to it. Now, the reason why she agreed to it is because I'm never allowed to hit her so hard that blood is drawn or bones are broken or anything like that.
And well, then what are we talking about here? Is it just smacking her across the face?
Yeah, that's correct. Smacking her across the face or backhanding her across the face.
And she agreed to this?
Yes, she did. Now, I didn't know at the time that there might be a possibility she And this is where I got into a problem that she might enjoy it on some level. But over the year we've been married, when I didn't backhand her across the face, she didn't look like it bothered her when I did. And
all right, well, at the end of March, you came home one night, and there were dishes piled in the sink. She hadn't done something that you'd asked her to do, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me the story, and I want to give our number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Paul Lane, who has a prenuptial with his wife that allows him to smack her. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, because I know you got into some problems here. You're about to tell us the story. If she doesn't do what you ask her to do, but that is... So she, but you put up with her weird sexual tastes, right? Did you say this is S&M that she's into?
Yeah, she's into this kind of bondage thing, and I go along with it to a point, but I don't like it. And that's why I said, all right, if you're going to tie me up and humiliate me in that way sexually, why don't I have the right to punish you physically for the things that you don't do?
All right, so you got home this night, and what happened?
I got home, I noticed that there were dishes in the sink from the breakfast, and I said I wanted dishes cleaned up when I got home. And I noticed that the kitchen basically hadn't been touched. And my wife, Julianne, was sitting there at the kitchen table with her sister, having what they enjoy to have as a martini. And I said to her, the dishes, as I asked, weren't done. And she said, yeah, I don't have time. And at that time, I noticed this look on her face. And it was almost a smile, or maybe just amusement. And... it was then that I judged that maybe she enjoys the fact that, you know, she doesn't do what I tell her because she knows I'm going to smack her. So I physically punish her for not doing things I ask. So I remember thinking I would hit her a lot harder than I had done before to see how she liked that. And what happened was I unconsciously balled up my fist, and I did throw a punch that I did lean into, but I told the police that she stepped into it, and that's what...
She stepped into your punch.
That is my firm belief, and that's what I told the officer.
And you wound up breaking her nose, is that right?
Well, what happened was it was a fracture of the nasal septum and some cartilage, but yeah, it was a broken nose, and I told the officer that arrested me that she stepped into it.
But you said you balled up your fist.
Well, it was an unconscious act on my part. Because I saw, when I said to her, the dishes aren't done, and she looked up from the table and she had almost a half smile, I thought, you know, she looks at times like she's almost enjoying it. So that's why I thought...
So you were going to throw a punch.
But I did not want to throw a punch. I wanted to slap her hard, but I unconsciously balled up my fist. And I even said to the police officer that when I threw the punch, I leaned into it, which means I'm putting a little bit of force behind it, but... And this is, Mr. Renner, the thing I want to say, and I swear to God, and there's no other way I can say it, but I swear to God, she stepped into it. In other words, I leaned into the punch, but she stepped right into my fist.
So she was, in your estimation, knowing that you had this agreement that you can punish her if she doesn't do what you want her to do, she stepped into a haymaker, basically, that you were throwing.
Yes, sir. That is my firm belief. Yes, sir.
Did it look to you as if she didn't do the dishes on purpose, that she was looking forward to having you smack her?
Yes, sir, it did. Yes, sir, it did. Because I'd seen her before, but when I said, look, dishes are not done, the kitchen looks exactly the same way it did this morning, and she looked up and smiled, like, yeah. Like, almost as if to say, uh-huh, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Now, we have in our prenuptial agreement the wording that says I'm allowed to physically punish her if she does not obey me, but I can't, you know, draw blood, I can't break any bones. Technically, I violated that.
Were you arrested?
Yes, I was.
And charged with what?
I was charged with domestic violence, domestic violence ordinance, Florida state law, first degree felony assault. And that's what I thought was unfair because I told the police officer that we have a... prenuptial agreement, and also when I leaned into the punch, but she stepped into it almost as if she was just stepping right into a, like she was getting on a train.
All right, hold the line, okay, Paul?
Yes, sir.
There it is, folks. This man has a prenuptial with his wife. Now, it all started, apparently, because she's got this sexual fetish for bondage, which he doesn't like. But he puts up with it so long as she adheres to this prenuptial agreement that allows him to smack her if she doesn't do what he asks. He's not allowed to break bones. He's not allowed to draw blood. What happened at their home at the end of March was that he felt that nothing, this punishment was not doing anything. She hadn't done the dishes. According to Mr. Lane, you just heard him, he leaned into a punch. And now this is the first time he says he balled his fist up. But he says she stepped into the punch and he broke her nose. This is an interesting couple. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Paul Lane on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You mess with a NASCAR fan, and you might as well be messing with the Bakersfield chimp.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Paul Lane. Mr. Lane lives in Orlando, Florida. His wife is Julianne. He was arrested at the end of March for domestic violence. He hit his wife, but understand that they have a prenuptial that allows him to strike her for disciplinary reasons. And the reason why you got this into the prenup is because of her sexual taste for bondage, correct?
That's right. And to understand, I think, why I insisted on this, I do not think that a person's sexual personality is necessarily a bad thing, but I think there's certain acts that are degrading to humans. I think the natural act of lovemaking is fine. I think when you meet a human being that has a fetish for bondage, for tying up another human being, I think it goes well beyond normal behavior. And in recent years, you can read magazines, you can look at, different adult sites or what have you, where that celebrates this kind of activity, and I think it's degrading. I think it's ridiculous. I've never liked it, and I've never liked any woman who expressed an interest in it. I did meet my wife. I do love her. Our attraction transcends that. But I feel like I should have the right to comment on her sexual taste for bondage and sadomasochism. And that's why I said to her, we've got to have a trade-off here. I'm not going to put up with you doing the things that you do in a bedroom at night. You've got to give me a trade-off. And I said, because my impulses want to punish you for that.
So you want to smack her around because she's into bondage?
I don't like that, but I don't like what she's into. But I did say, if you're going to do that kind of strange thing, all right, then let me have my strange interest, if you will, that'll actually do some good for our home. She can tie me up during sex or whatever it is that she's into. That's not going to do anything for me. But if she allows me to smack her face or backhand her across the face if she didn't do shirts or whatever I need to have done, that helps get things done around the house.
And she was agreeable to this?
Oh, she was agreeable to it to the point where I could smack her pretty good and still I wouldn't get anything done. And that's why I did the other night, you know, when
you balled your fist up and you leaned into this haymaker and you say, by way of defense for yourself, she stepped into it.
Yes, sir. She stepped into it because I think she knew and I knew we'd been coming to that point where I knew I had to hit her hard enough to send a message that she's got to get some things done. And I think she wanted to lean into it to actually feel some pain, because I don't think I think she was laughing at me because I wasn't hitting her that hard.
Well, what did she say after you busted her nose?
Oh, she started crying. She called the police. You know, she called the police. She said I violated the agreement and everything. Even though she leaned right into that punch. I mean, she stepped into that punch like a man who's climbing up onto a diving board. Just, you know how you pull yourself up? She almost pulled herself right into the full force of my, and that was a jab. It wasn't a roundhouse. You mentioned a haymaker, Mr. Henry. It was more of a good right-hand jab.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Marcella. Marcella, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Paul Lane.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, I understand his point. I heard what he had said. It was kind of considering his way of defense, but I have really strong political beliefs. I really am against the whole double standard. A man hitting a woman, it's abuse. A woman hitting a man, and it's, you know, it's self-defense. It doesn't make any sense to me. And the fact that the whole bondage thing is tying into it is just, as long as it's classified as a sex act, as long as it's classified, or, you know.
You agree with me, ma'am, in the being able to hit her?
Yes, I do, because there's no way that someone should be able to degrade someone like that, put them through pain. They can bite them, they can scratch them, they can hit them, draw blood, whatever it is they're going to do, and then as soon as it gets out of the bedroom, it's considered abuse. That does not make any sense to me whatsoever.
All right, so...
It's humiliating. Humiliating.
Exactly. So that's what I did. When I came home that night and the dishes weren't done, that's why I broke her nose, to make sure that would...
Well, does the lady agree that a man should be able to break a nose?
I mean, whether or not anything was broken, I think the main point is, if something, let's say that she, you know, was performing a sex act in bed, your nose happened to be broken because she was being too rough, or you happened to have a bruise on your arm because she was being too rough. You put a bruise on her, you break her nose, it's considered abuse. She's doing it in bed. It's her way of sexually expressing herself. That's crap.
I don't understand. I don't understand what the lady's saying. You agree with me, right?
I agree with you 110%.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're right. Welcome.
So he should be able to punch his wife out.
I don't believe that he should be able to punch his wife out. I believe
he ought to be able to smack her, though.
I believe that if they come to a sensible agreement, if he's honestly being humiliated
if he's honestly being humiliated, he should be allowed at a later time in another part of the house to smack her across the face.
Absolutely. That's what's in our prenuptial agreement, and that's what my wife agreed to.
But no, your wife agreed to being disciplined.
Well, but yeah, but, yes, if she doesn't do what I tell her to do, she agrees that I'm allowed to smack her across the face.
That's her agreement. That's her
exactly.
bond. That's her agreement.
Exactly.
She has no place to be calling the police if she's telling you right off the bat, hey, okay, this is an even trade. I'm going to do this. This is what I want to do with you in bed. This
All
is
right.
what you're going to do with me to get stuff done in the house.
Even if he breaks her nose. Even if he breaks her nose.
No, the lady's already agreeing that my wife, Julianne, agreed that I had the right. I didn't want to, but given the fact that my wife buys leather outfits and everything, I have the right to split her nose. You know, if she wants to put me in some kind of a leather. Plus, a lot of the things she buys are obviously for girls because they've got garter belts, but she wants me to wear them.
Yeah, but dude, just putting you into a leather garter belt, you want to split her nose?
Yeah,
that's an entirely different situation. I'm talking about physical contact. I'm talking about...
No, I'm saying that my wife wants me to wear these leather outfits. And I've got to find a way to take it back, you know, to take it out on her. It's humiliating for me to dress up in, you know, like leather garter belts. So later on, I want to be able to back, you know, to cuff her around.
I'm speaking in a specifically physical.
I thought you agreed with me.
I agree with the fact that if she is hitting you, if she is leaving marks, if she is being so rough with you that it's.
Does she leave marks on you?
Well, she ties me up. She tied me up and left. I saw the tie-up marks on my wrist.
No, but I mean, is she breaking the skin? Is she?
No, but she ties me up and puts me in, you know, like puts me in garter belts and everything like this.
Right. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
that's not violence. I mean,
well, it's pretty sick, if you ask me.
No, right. it's. I mean. In my opinion, that's just not my taste.
No, but she ties me up and she tickles me with feathers and everything, and it's all I can do to wait till she unties me so I can find a reason
right.
to slap her and push her down some stairs or something. Because
push her down stairs? Dude, all she's doing is asking to wear a... Well, if she agreed to it, she agreed to it. Okay, Marcella, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686.
Well, that lady there understands that there comes a time when your wife... you know, Mr. Henry, if I can, one time, you know, we hadn't been married too long. She came out of the bathroom, okay, and I don't want to say what it was, but she had something strapped on, and I won't say what it was. And she had it strapped on, and she was looking at me like I was the wife. All I could do is fantasize about how eventually she'd let me go, and later on I'd be able to, you know, to belt her.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't mess and I don't play.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Mr. Paul Lane. And Mr. Lane, you're at a short track right now in Florida, is that right?
I'm at a demolition derby in Ocoee, Florida. And this is for it's a charity event for the Ocoee area Missioners League. It's something that the short track stock car drivers in North and North Central Florida are involved in, and we raise money for various charities. And I got a great deal of enjoyment out of it. My wife enjoys it as well.
All right, we got to get back though to this story, sir, of this night with the police that you spent, because when we talk about domestic violence in our country, we're talking about out of control violent behavior one spouse to another. But you have in your prenuptial your right to smack your wife. Now, your wife has this sexual fetish for bondage and domination. I understand that. And you don't like it, correct?
I do not like it, no, sir. But I put up with it. I allow her to do it.
That last caller, she doesn't harm you, does she?
It depends on what you mean by harm. I mean, no, she doesn't physically harm me, but, you know, it's humiliating, I think. And I told you about, you know, when she has me in a like a leather, you know, a girdle or something, and she comes out of the bathroom, and she's you know, strapped, and she's strapped one on or whatever you want to say. That puts fear into me because I know what's about to happen. And so, yeah, I do think about how, you know, it, you know, maybe later on that day I'll be able to smack her, but...
See, that's just it. This is like you want to punch her out for her sexual weirdness, right?
No.
Because you said that this is about, okay, if you get to do that, then I get to smack you when you do not obey me with household chores.
That is true, and that's really what it's all about. But I feel, because she's got this S&M thing, like I said, she stepped into that punch like she was waiting for it, like she was... and she's going to enjoy every moment of having her nose busted wide open.
Boy, that is really weird, dude.
Well, I mean, we've got a good marriage. We love each other. We enjoy each other. It was the police that intruded in on this that we felt was wrong.
But your wife called him.
Well, I mean, she's now all, yeah, he hurt me. He abused me. I mean...
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Karis, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show with Paul Lane.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a couple things to say. First of all, you seem a little bit selfish. If you're going to say that if I'm going to give you something, you have to give me something.
Well, marriage is about. Marriage is about, you know, give and take.
I think marriage is about love, first of all, and I think love...
Yeah, but what does that mean? How does that translate? It translates into giving each other what they need in exchange.
You're saying what they need. You don't need that. You want that. And
My wife wants something, then I want something.
All right, well, if you're going to say it's all about wants, then nobody's ever going to be happy because, quite honestly,
that's
never happened.
We're very happy.
Okay, all right. Well, that's the first thing.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but we're very happy. I got arrested by the Florida Highway Patrol because my wife, she stepped right into that punch. Like, man, I can't.
Okay, I've already heard that. Hello, are you there?
I'm right
I've
here,
already
man.
Heard
we can
that,
hear you, Karis,
that
yeah.
whole aspect of it. I've heard what you have to say on that, and what I have to say is a few minutes ago, before the first caller called in, you made the comment that you unconsciously balled up your fist, and
yes,
now
ma'am.
you're saying that it's all that I can do to get out of the bedroom once she does those things to me, so that I can find a way to punch her. And or hit her or do something to get back at her. And that is not unconscious. So if you told a cop that you unconsciously did something...
No, ma'am. I unconsciously balled up my fist. I knew that I was going to smack her.
Well, unconsciously balled up your fist.
And we
you
have
made
that
a choice,
our,
sir.
And we
you
have
made
that,
a choice.
No, I didn't know I'd balled my fist up until it slammed into her face.
You didn't know you balled up your fist?
I did not know my fist was balled up until it slammed. She stepped into it.
Who says that?
Ma'am.
You made a decision. You made a decision.
Ma'am, look, I don't know if your boyfriend, I mean, the last time your boyfriend hit you or if he does, but ask him if he balled his fist.
My boyfriend's never going to hit me because I'm never going to be in a relationship where I'm that degraded. See,
she stepped into it like she, ma'am.
You don't like bondage. You don't like it.
I don't like it. Do you think my wife likes to be smacked?
Do you
think my wife likes to be smacked? No. But we give it to each other. And it's not something that a man looks forward to every night to have to lay on that bed waiting for her to walk out of the bathroom, you know, with she tied one on like she's John Holmes or something.
Let's go back to the conversation that you just had
Good
with that other woman.
Oh, my God. Every night?
Yes, sir.
Well, do you feel like you're being raped?
No, sir. I mean, I'm doing it willingly. But this lady finds fault with it. I'm thinking, okay, I'll let her have what she wants, but boy, I can't wait for her to, you know, like not have my shirts pressed because, you know, I won't take my rings off either.
Jesus, dude.
Okay.
It's like revenge or something.
Yeah,
don't you think she's getting her revenge on me by coming out all, you know, like in a lumberjack suit and, you know, I don't know how graphic.
Okay, I don't want it to be graphic.
I've got to say this. At the previous conversation, I don't think the girl did a very good job of explaining to you what she was saying. She's saying if your wife was legitimately hurting you in the bedroom, if she was legitimately bruising you and making you have pain, then you have a legitimate reason to say, okay, I'm going to do this in response to you. The fact that you don't like bondage, you need to find something a little bit more adequate.
But I love my wife very much, and I want her to be happy. But all right, you tell me, am I being abused? I mean, I get done with her.
No,
I walk out
equal.
Of the bedroom.
These
I feel
equal,
like I feel like
you're...
I've been riding the trigger all day long. I mean, I'm literally. And she gets what she wanted, and I'm okay, fine, great. You know, I took it like a man.
You took it like a man. Well, she's got bruises on her face.
Excuse me, ma'am. What are you laughing about? I'm the one that had to take this rod.
Oh, come on, dude. I mean, you know, this is either you like it or you don't. If you like it, then you're fine. If you don't, then she shouldn't be doing it to you. And if she shouldn't be doing it to you, then you shouldn't be smacking her.
No, you don't understand. We give it to each other. If she wants to put it to me like I'm some jail bitch, fine. But I get to, you know, and I'm sorry I balled up my fist. But I swear to God, she stepped into it like she was stepping on an elevator.
Okay, you're going to say that she stepped into it, but I'm going to say that you unconsciously balled up your fist. That is crap. You don't unconsciously ball up your fist.
Ma'am.
You make a choice to take your fist and shove it into somebody's face.
Ma'am,
because you even said that you put your shoulder behind it.
I stepped into it.
You chose to hit her heart.
I stepped into it. I didn't say I didn't choose to hit her heart. What I did say was, I balled up my fist. You know something? What do you know about balling? Are you punching guys out and stuff?
It's not love at all.
I put my shoulder into it. You're right. And I did step into it. You're right. I did not consciously ball up my fist. By the time her...
What kind of crap is that? You're saying that you were going to hit her hard, but you're not going to use a fist? Who does that?
I don't know. You just told me that you don't hit nobody, so what do you know about it?
Obviously, if you watched an action movie,
you.
If you've seen boxing,
ma'am,
you can't hit somebody hard without a fist.
An action movie? Are you trying to tell me that that's true to life, what happens in a bedroom after a woman straps one on? I'm sorry.
What are you talking about,
right.
Dude?
Yeah,
I'm addressing the issue that
Mr.
you
Henry,
hit her hard
Mr.
on
Henry,
purpose.
I don't appreciate being mocked or...
Sir, come on. You're talking about wanting to ball up your fist and belt your... No, not wanting to ball up your fist, but smack her after she straps one on.
That's right.
Well, I mean, at some point, we have to say to ourselves... when can I just get up from that bed and say, you know what, honey, I don't want you to do this anymore, and I'm not enjoying it, and I'm not going to smack you anymore, and I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm asking a weird question here, you know? The lady makes a point. You say you leaned into it, you put your shoulder into it, you threw a jab. A jab? How do you throw a jab with an open hand, you know?
You've never seen two... Okay, this lady, I don't know. Haven't you seen two women slap fight? Thank you.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with that?
She's got my wife comes out with this thing that she calls the Rod Buster. She's got me dressed up in a girl's nightgown, Okay,
that
good.
That gives you no license to beat the crap out of her.
Oh, I see. Okay, but she can come out wearing a cowboy hat with a rod buster like
sure.
I'm about to take it out on the yard. Oh, bull crap.
Okay, you know
right,
what?
Look.
If I honestly, in your position, you're a man. Why can't you enjoy it? Why can't you be like, heck, this woman wants me? You know? Okay, yay.
Are you for real? Are you for real? I mean, that's just plain.
No, I'm just saying, if you can find no pleasure in it whatsoever, then say, hey, you know what?
I do because it makes her happy. I do because it makes her happy.
Then you say all you want to do is get out of the room so you can hit her?
That's part of the enjoyment of it.
No, that's not part of the enjoyment. That's part of your frustration. You're going to get back at her.
I want to kick her till she bleeds.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am. The part of the joy of knowing that my wife's getting what she wants, she wants to get into a cowboy outfit, whatever, you know, she fantasizes that she's some, you know, that she's the bitch on the yard, that's fine. But, my enjoyment is escaping, almost as if I'm an escaped hostage, and then...
Okay, that's my second.
See, that's why I gotta run. Karis, thank you.
No, but no, I want to finish this, Matrani. My enjoyment is I escape like I'm an escape hostage, and, you know, I'm half nude, and I'm holding a towel in my rear end. And I kick her till she bleeds.
All right. Karis, thank you for your call. What a freaking weirdo. That's part of the enjoyment. That's a loving couple. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'd like to hold you down and just slap away.
1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show is back.
A side snap kick.
What's a side snap kick?
It's a taekwondo type kick where you pivot to the side, you lift your leg up, and then you just do a snap kick to the person's mouth. And I've done that. And I've never touched her. And she says that counts. I said, no, that does not count. If I do a side snap kick, it may look bad, but if I don't touch you, that doesn't count for me to be smacking her if she doesn't do what I tell her to do.
Then why do you do it?
Just because, you know, like I said, because of the rod buster. I mean, that's all that goes through my mind all day.
The rod buster is this sexual device your wife uses on you.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Marissa. Hello, Marissa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I just want to say that he commented that the prenuptial agreement indicates that he could slap her across the face. Yet he obviously broke her nose because he jabbed her face. Number one, you broke the prenuptial right there. Number two, if all you're thinking about all day long is this rod buster, then you never should have made an agreement to this prenuptial, first of all. Second of all, you secretly enjoy what she does to you because you are a wife abuser, because you fantasize about abusing your wife, which is totally...
And she doesn't fantasize about abusing me. She doesn't fantasize about being the big bull queen on the yard, and she wants to take me down.
Between her and you.
Ma'am,
you don't get it. You have a
personal... She's fantasizing about being the big bull queen on the yard.
Wait a minute, hold on.
The woman doesn't want to be the big bad girl on the yard. But for a man to fantasize about beating his wife, he ought to sue the hell out of you because you're a freaking abuser.
Hold on.
No, you want me to be an abuser because some guy smacked you around.
You are an abuser. You fantasize.
Ma'am, you want me to be because some guy smacked you around. How do I know? Maybe you deserved it.
Well, hold on for a minute here.
First of all, I've never been smacked around because I would never degrade myself to that level.
Hold on, folks. Now, let's back up here a minute. Marissa's saying that you secretly want to smack your wife because...
No, Phil, when I first met my wife and she said that she had this sexual fetish, I said, okay. I didn't start it. She said she had... I said, okay, but here's what I get to do. I get to smack you. Now, she said, okay. She agreed to that. Now, I admit, I unconsciously balled my fist up and leaned into the punch. And I might even tell you that I enjoyed it.
Of course you enjoyed it. You have already admitted it.
Well, Marissa, can I just say something, Marissa? If I met you or I was married to you, I'd really enjoy it. Boy.
Trust me. If you were married to me, you would never touch me, mister.
Oh, lady.
Because
I wouldn't tolerate it, first of all.
Second of all, if I needed to satisfy my sexual fetishes, you wouldn't be the one I'd do it with.
How do you know? You ain't seen me. You ain't seen me take the Rod Buster, so you don't...
Oh, come on, will you?
Well, she sounds like the kind of woman who might want to strap one on. And my wife, who wants to be the big bull queer on the block...
You guys have got a really strange sexual relationship, man. I mean, do you agree to that?
Sure, we're weird. We're real weird. We're real weird.
Boy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.